You are listening to Crickinfo Talk.
What a day it's been for Indian cricket, one on which they've recorded their first ever test win on South African soil. Unexpectedly elated Rahul Dravid praised his young bowlers for pulling off this fine win and added that they had tremendous potential to serve India for many years in the future. He also added that India needed to maintain their perspective with two more test matches to go and had several areas to improve in for the rest of the series.
Just everyone's gone a bit berserk and really enjoying it. And yeah, it's a special moment for this team and for this group. I mean, the first time to have come to South Africa and won a game of test cricket, I think is a really special feeling and we're celebrating appropriately. I mean, it's not really about proving to people, and it's not that what, you know, what we play for and I play for. I mean, I just said that, you know, it was going to be dangerous to write us off, obviously. I mean, we weren't playing very well, so, you know, you'd obviously give, South Africa would definitely have started favourites. But I knew there was a quality in the group, there's a resilience in this team, you know, and there's some very good players, you know, and we showed that over the last 3.5 days, that, you know, there's some very good players, and during some critical moments, we had people who stood up and were counted.
The players win the match out in the middle, but what do you have to say about the coaching staff? They've copped as much criticism as you have in the recent past.
Victories and defeats are not about the captain or the coach or one or two individuals, you know, it's about team. I mean, the team's won this. I mean, I've always been a firm believer that they're the ones that finally put the performances on the board. They're the ones who get out there and do the business. And you know, they're the ones who've got to take the credit and the and cop it if, you know, if we lose it. So it's in the end of the day, the sport's a team effort, you know. It's all about team and I mean, obviously, we tend to get a little more credit and sometimes a little more discredit than we deserve being in this position that you are in. You know?
Yeah, Rahul, you led India to its first victory on Pakistan for Bhutan. And now this, how do you rank this victory among the great people? Adelaide, and hitting the...
I mean, all of them have been special. I think every one of those victories have been very special. I think, you know, every one of those teams victories that we've had have meant a lot to the people who've been part of it. You know, this has been, you know, this is great because this is the first time we've done it in this country and in 4 visits here. So it's a really special achievement and something that, you know, I think the whole group and this team can be quite proud of the way they played in this test match. I don't know, I can't look now and say whether this is my finest hour or the finest moment or thing. I mean, winning the series in the West Indies was special, beating Australia and, like I said, Headingley, and a lot of other wins that, you know, and you look back, reaching a World Cup final. So a lot of big moments, and I think the special moments are the ones that you share with the team and the celebrations and the joy that you get from winning and just being part of a group that, you know, has stood by you over 3.5 days and put in everything that they had and come out victorious. You know, that's the special feelings, and those are the moments that you cherish as a sportsman. There are kids and potential that I've seen that is really good. I mean, they're young boys. I mean, Srishant's playing his 6th match, and you know, VRV's played a few games. We had a bowling, fast bowling attack which had played half the number of games as one bowler in their team had played. You know, I mean, you know, that was the inexperience that we had, and you know, there's a lot of potential in this group. I just hope that they keep improving from here, because they're going to have to keep improving, keep getting better. And I think if they do that, then that's a good sign for Indian cricket. You know, they have a lot of years ahead of them, a lot of these young bowlers. But they've got to keep improving, keep staying fit and keep staying hungry. We don't have guys who can bowl at 150 kilometers an hour and 145 all the time consistently. For us, it's about disciplines. It's about bowling in the right areas. And we've got to know our strengths. I mean, we're not big built, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't compete and we can't play at this level. We've got to know what our strengths are and we've got to play according to them. And I think we did that really well. You know, our strengths are swing, bowling the ball in the right areas, and that's what we did. I mean, there's no point us trying to copy someone. And I mean, obviously some of the other teams have some certain advantages and strengths that they can use. I mean, if we go and try and copy them, then I think, you know, we make a mistake. We've got to work on what our strengths are and try and strengthen those. I mean, let's put this into perspective a little bit. I mean, they had the more experienced bowling attack. They had the better bowling attack in terms of records, in terms of thing. And we got 250 and 250 in both the games. I mean, okay. I mean, we could have got some better individual performances from few of the guys. And that's part and parcel of the game. Guys are going to do well. Guys are going to fail. And, you know, in the end of the day, as a team, we got to 250, 250 two times, you know, or close to. And we got them out for 84 in the first inning. So I think, you know, I think we had, and the conditions and the wicket we had and the opposition we were facing, I thought we got a good par score in both the innings. I think, you know, I think we achieved what we had set out to achieve, and on the conditions that we got, I think that was a good par score. So I think, you know, there's no point just obviously, we didn't get a 100 or we didn't get a big score, but not all games are 500 games or one like that, you know. And yes, I mean, it does help in tournaments and games when you have good starts and openings. Not only the openers, number three, number four, if we can set a big platform on these conditions and these wickets, you know, against, especially against their attack, if we don't lose wickets early, we've seen that, you know, we can, you know, we can score runs against them later on, and we can put them under a bit of pressure later on, you know, because their strength lies in their pace bowlers and the hard new ball, you know.
Frankly, were you actually 100% fit, or you decided you had to play given the importance of the test and the fact that you were the captain?
Oh, I was fit enough to bat. I mean, definitely,
no,
I was
fit. Were you
100%
fit?
And what is 100? I mean, if, you know, you can't really qualify 100% fit, Sai, because I mean, everyone plays with niggles, everyone plays with injuries, and sometimes we have. I mean,
The captain would, yeah. It would have been.
No, I was very determined. I was, you know, very determined to play this game, and there's no doubt about it. And at no time did the thought cross my mind that I was not going to play this game. Even on the day I got injured, I remember telling the doctor that I'm going to be playing in the first test match, you know, and he said, yeah, okay, you know, you just be careful and see what you feel. And I said, yeah, but you know, it's 18 days, and that I'm going to play. So you tell me what I can do and what I can't do. And he said, don't feel in the slips.
Rahul, there was intense speculation in the media when Ganguly made it into the team. Having seen him in Uttistrom and also here, does he look like a transformed player? Does he look like a different player from what you've seen 10 months ago?
I think he's playing really well, no doubt about it. I think his performances both at Poch and here were fantastic. I think the way he controlled the innings in both those games, I think has been really good. And it's great to see him batting really well. You know, he's a proven and experienced performer. And when he bats well, you know, it's going to make a big difference to the side. So it's nice to see him batting well. And I hope that, you know, he keeps continuing, because we're going to need a lot more performances from people like him and Lakshman and, you know, Sachin and myself in this series if we, you know, want to have the right result.
Both Adelaide and Multan were followed by heavy defeats. How wary do you need to be going into Derby? You do have a fairly long break.
Jeez, I hadn't thought about it till now. Thanks for reminding me. but we need to be wary. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, we need to ensure that we're not complacent, and we need to hit the ground running hard. You know, I think we need to take a lot of confidence from this and take the belief from this game. But remember, like I said in answer to the early question, I think there are a lot of areas in the game that I know we can get better at and improve.
This is Siddhartha Vaidyanathan for Crickinfo Talk.
You are listening to Crickinfo Talk.